is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Lube text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Well, hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Is this all working, Jay? I just want to make sure. I know we practiced.
I think despite you not having any faith in me to get it working. You can't hear me? Oh, hold on.
Wait for it.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Now it's working.
All right. So, like I was saying, seeing that you had no faith that I'd be able to get this new technology of ours to work this morning, I think you owe me an apology.
I will say this because I'm so happy that it does work. My sincere, utter, unreserved apologies. But in my defense, I have full faith in you.
Thank you.
I have no faith in the station,
wow,
the equipment,
wow,
the program,
wow,
everything associated. I mean, this is our first true remote broadcast. And for those watching, by the way, welcome in. And the remote broadcasting is actually, this is not the first remote broadcast. This is the first remote broadcast where we can do the whole YouTube thing. And hopefully you YouTube viewers right now, I can't wait for Chris to join us. And,
Chris is in there already.
Oh, is he in there?
Okay. Oh, my God. He started complaining. I didn't even launch the broadcast for 5 seconds, and he already found something to complain about.
Was he?
And I'm like, hey, dude, we got new stuff going on. Why don't you give us a chance to get it going?
Yeah.
Before you launch into your whole Chris thing.
And then I just realized that we can actually, you can see the names that we typed in. So you're Jay Mars, which is very professional. I just wrote
you're
Dave
2. Why don't you change that?
All right, hold on. Oh, okay, here we go. I can, this, by the way, for those of you listening, not watching on YouTube, sorry. Let's see. All right, let me see if this works. And go. Is that good? That work?
It says weenie face.
Oh, that's not. What? Did you do that?
No.
Come on.
I can't control yours.
Boy, this could be dangerous. Do. Super entertaining, right? And there we go. Okay, perfect. So we can
super
edit our
awesome
names.
Awesome guy?
That's me. SAG. SAG. Not Screen Actors Guild.
No, I agree. SAG is good. SAG is real good. Appropriate.
That's actually so I am, so this is the first time we've been able to get the YouTube stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently after all these years, or months I should say, through COVID, through all the remote broadcasting, everything associated with it, we basically in an afternoon and a half realized, oh, we can broadcast remotely and include the YouTube viewers.
Yeah, we have all the technology.
And I guess we have some more things that we can work with, too, because what's really exciting about this is, and now I don't want to push it, but according to the programming, and by the way, there's already other people in town that have been doing this for months. Of course, we're going to lag behind. Apparently, we can now, on occasion, if we want, if they have the setup, we can bring in other folks, guests, et cetera, in the same way, and we would just go to a 3-box.
Hey, now.
I'm scared of that. Just no faith.
In the guest or the technology again?
No, you.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I mean, come on.
Those words have been uttered to me many times in my life by people I'm very close to.
Imagine Sam Amick at 8:05. Usually, I'm convinced Sam talks to us while he's lying down in bed.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Imagine Sam getting up and doing that.
Sam's alarm goes off at 8:04, and it's usually my phone call.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine, I think Dave Richard could probably do this.
Well, this is normal for Dave. Dave does this all the time.
Right, so Dave could do this. Sean could probably do this, except I don't know if he's driving some of the times.
Well, I mean, he would have to leave his studio literally right after he got off air, because he's on with us 5 minutes after he gets off the air.
Greg Papa could probably do this.
Greg could do it. Greg is a lot of times, though, heading somewhere usually when we're on the phone with him.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Biederman probably could.
Yeah, Chris could do it.
Barrows probably could.
Yeah.
Katie probably can.
Probably. It's just it's not hard. It's just a link, and then you're, like, FaceTiming at that point.
Yeah, well, I think that's the problem, though, or part of the problem, at least. Am I getting grainy, by the way?
Yep.
It looks grainy. Am I?
You're a little grainy.
I am a little grainy. Yep. All right, we'll figure that out during the break. Welcome in, everybody. This is us figuring out new technology, and you are all tuning in right now going, why are we talking about all this? Well, because we're excited. We always like bringing new stuff to you. Jay put the little bottom line in there at the bottom. By the way, nice little football thing as well. A little field in the background.
Thanks. Found that on Stock Images.
Yeah. Well, we got the logo up there and everything and the lights and it looks smoky and all that. Welcome in.
It does look smoky region. Where you're at. Is that just the light combined with the sunrise?
So let's see. So I actually have the lamp that was next to my bed to my, in fact, let me see here. See if you can see the, you can see the lamp right there that I gerrymandered. I guess is
gerrymander. Good word.
Yeah, I don't know. See, the way we originally started this is I had no light, and then I'd be, oh, that's brighter. I'd be coming to you like this, and that's no fun for anybody.
Nope.
Right? No. So if you can see in the background here, and again, sorry to our audio listeners, we'll be done with this in a second, but you can see the mountains in the background, and the sun should be coming up shortly just above those.
It's a nice view.
It'll be a fine background. It is a nice view. I am in Rancho Mirage, California, just outside Palm Springs, where it is already a balmy 76 degrees, high today of 102, and it's neat that I'm coming here right when it's going to cool down in Sacramento.
Yeah, no, it's actually going to be a phenomenal weekend. I think it's only going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. I am looking forward to it. Thinking a patio lunch? I'll send you pictures.
Yeah. Thanks. And you know how much I love heat down here.
Yeah,
from
big
my,
heat
our
guy.
Court. Huge heat guy.
That's why they call Miami. You Tyler Hero.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Down here for our good friend Courtney's birthday party.
Hey, Courtney.
It will be a weekend of golf and
shenanigans.
Blah, blah, blah. By the way, some off-air notes. Did you get a party invite yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Uh-huh. So there we go.
Had to clear the old calendar, but I'm going to make it happen.
You going to go?
Yeah.
Because it would have been hilarious. Because I'm the co-chair of this party.
I saw that.
It would have been hilarious if you had not been able to go.
Actually, it'd be more funny if I could go and you couldn't.
How do you know that's not going to happen?
I don't. I'm not going to say I'm anticipating it, but I'm also not going to say I'd be shocked if it, you know, went down like that.
Let me ask you this. Would you be shocked if I co-chaired a party, and this is for our good friend Katie, if I co-chaired a party and I ended up not showing up?
No. Not at all.
It'd
actually
be
very on brand.
Let's be honest, at that point, once the party starts, my work has been done. I've done all the legwork and the reserving of things and the renting of stuff and organizing and, you know, shot calling and all that. By the time the party starts, well, what do I need to be there for?
You don't need to tell me where. This is a yes or no question. Is this at your casa?
What do you think? You think
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, this is not at my house.
Okay.
No, this is at a another residence.
Okay,
no,
I wasn't sure. I don't know your address.
No. Right. I'm not going to have a party at my house.
Why?
I don't even have a birthday. I don't even have a birthday.
You have people over at your house all the time.
I literally have the same two people and their children at my house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Sorry,
you want to present? Oh, sorry.
You're always talking about, yeah, we had friends of our over, mutual friends.
Spades. We play spades.
There you go.
All
the time.
Same couple.
All the time.
Very habitual. When was the last time you entertained and had a party, Jay?
Pre-pandemic.
Yeah, see? We don't do that type of stuff. By the way, this will be a masked-only get-together. That was on the RSVP.
Also, my house is like the same size as my studio. Kind of hard to have a party. You have your mansion out there in Roseville.
Yes. Huge mansion. Giant backyard. Where everybody would show up and get mauled by my French bulldog.
His infinity pool. Like, it's ridiculous.
I want to have one of those. I would love to have an infinity pool
I know.
Someday.
Isn't that like the sign you've really made it? Is like, you have an infinity pool.
Which is more of a sign you've made it, an infinity pool or a pool with a grotto?
Ooh.
Yeah, because I've always really wanted a grotto.
I'm going to go with infinity pool.
There was somebody at a golf tournament I was playing at 2 weeks ago, which had like a bunch of rich businessy people, and he was talking about it's always fun when I get invited to these things because I'm like by far the poorest person in attendance, so you just listen to everybody and how they're throwing – like your salary around on home improvements.
Right.
This guy bought a house in Loomis, which I guess is like the new rich person place.
Really? I was not aware of that.
A lot of Loomis people. Maybe it's because of the land or something available. But he is building a pool that not only has a grotto, like this grotto, which apparently you can fit up to 10 people in. It's a huge grotto. And he has not disco lights, but like neon-y kind of, you can change the color in there type of stuff. And he has a TV in the grotto so he could sit in the grotto and watch football or whatever. But it also is a lazy river. He had to have a second, like, not generator, not power plant, but something like that, like a whatever, to power the pump for the lazy river. And he was talking to somebody else. I was just kind of eavesdropping. And he's like, yeah, you know, and it's crazy. I mean, I was already into this pool for $320,000, and then it cost me. And I just was like, stop it. Wait, really?
$320,000?
$1,000 for a pool?
Damn,
like that's,
man.
That's just when it's stupid.
Dude, that's the cost of a house us normies.
Yeah, exactly. And he's spending that, and he's spending at least that. He had to add, he said, what, $50,000. So he's going to end up spending probably $400,000 on a pool. And I got to think, I don't know if I could ever be rich enough to spend $400,000 on a pool, no matter how much money I had.
Yeah, no, probably not going to be a thing in my lifetime.
No way that I would be comfortable doing that, but hey, the rich get richer, right? In the meantime, you're all going to be rich with an amazing Friday show for you as we take a break.
Yeah! That was nice! Coming up next.
Jay Mars has put together a wonderful Friday for all of you, so please do give him your attention and pay attention to us as we have a Giants loss. We have, well, another Giants loss, an A's win, and we're going to look forward to football this Sunday. Dave Richard at 7:30. We've got Greg Papa, the voice of the Niners, at 8:05. Peter's Bits at 8:30. Don't go away. Leading Off is next.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal. In the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, a swing and a ground ball right side. Wide at first. Olsen goes to the bag, and the A's have won it, and they've won the series. So the A's bounce back after a really difficult loss on Tuesday. They win last night. They win today by the final of 7-2.
I mean, let me ask you this, Jay, because we're going to be on the same page here. What is your threshold to say we might have called this one early? I know it's not today. But what's your threshold? They're three back of the Red Sox, three back of the Blue Jays, half game back of the Yankees.
The threshold is if they are in the wild card at the end of the weekend.
You're serious. So you're telling me if they're...
If they're a game out.
Okay, I was just going to say, I think mine's going to be... I'm going to go one less. I'm going to say two games out, which, by the way, they could be in by the end of the week, and the A's win. They beat the Royals. And A's fans are probably kicking themselves right now, looking at the first Royals game that they blew, looking at the last two Rangers games they blew, knowing that they'd be sitting here in a de facto tie in the wild card, losing to bad or semi-bad teams. Now they go into Anaheim. They've got a series with the Angels this weekend. This is a very winnable series. The bottom line is quite simply, can they take care of business, Jay?
Can they take care of business, and will the teams in front of them falter a little bit? And that's more or less what I'm concerned about at this point, is I'm not sure those teams in front of them are going to falter at all. But to your point, the A's can't worry about that. You got an Angels team you're very capable of sweeping of. The A's are a much better team. But as we've seen, and I mean, we saw it in the Texas series. We didn't see it so much in the Kansas City series, but this team can play down to their competition. This team does have a tendency to give up runs, and the Angels do have some big bats in their lineup.
Well, and the good news is the win. But almost as good news-ish as the win is your bully. Four runners, and shutout ball, backing up Paul Blackburn, who gave you five good innings, two earned, almost a quality start for him, one more inning. That, to me, that is absolutely the best news, is that your bullpen, at least for one game, has figured their lives out.
Yeah, for one game. Again, we got a series coming up with the Angels, and they're going to have to show that they can hold off for just more than one game. I mean, Kansas City has a couple bats. The Angels have a couple bats, but I don't know. I'm not confident that the A's are... I'm not confident the A's are going to be a game back. I think the A's can at least win this series, take 2 of 3 this weekend.
Yep.
But we'll see what the teams in front of them do.
All right. Leading off, cut number 2.
Leading off, cut number 2.
Here's the pitch from Melanson. It is at the top of the zone. Oh, a foul tip. Strike 3 into the catcher's mitt, and the ball game is over.
This is a tough one. They're all tough now. But when Kevin Gausman goes 5 innings and really was not himself, 9 runners, 4 earned, with the exception of Watson, the bullpen did their best to try to keep the Giants into this. And you saw the Giants, they go down early 4-0. They start to crawl back just a little bit, cut it to 4-2. And then the Padres with 3 in the top of the 8th. Giants got a couple in the 8th and the 9th combined. 7-4 is your final despite 12 hits. And here we go. We talked about Monday. I predicted, and I think you predicted the same, that the Giants would be in first place by a half a game. I don't know if I'm holding that prediction or not. I'm going to because we made it. But one game ahead of the Dodgers, who win again, who were idle. They're on their way to Cincinnati. But now we got the half game out of there. They've won that 6 in a row. The Giants have lost 2 in a row. And they bring in the Braves. The Atlanta Braves lead the National League East 76-68, and the Braves themselves are on a 2-game losing streak. So very obviously every game's important now. Extremely important weekend for the San Francisco Giants.
Right. They're taking on a tough team. The Reds are no pushover. The Dodgers having to travel to Cincinnati. Obviously, I told you our math was off yesterday with the whole half game thing. I don't think there can be a half game outcome Monday.
No, you're right.
So if you're a Giants fan, right, obviously the most perfect world ever is you sweep the Braves, Dodgers are swept by Reds. Probably not happening. So as a Giants fan, if you're walking in Monday taking 2 of 3 from Atlanta and the Dodgers have lost 2 of 3 from Cincy, I think you're feeling really good about yourself.
Yeah, I think so too. Honestly, if the Giants are still in first place on Monday, they're feeling that's a victory in itself.
Oh, of course, because listen, Atlanta is no pushover team. Atlanta is really good. No. I don't think they'll sweep the Giants, but it could happen.
I think I think the Giants at best get 2 of 3.
If they get 2 of 3, and even if the Dodgers get 2 of 3, and you still maintain that 1-game lead going into Monday, that's a win as well. What's not a win is going in tied or down a game come Monday.
Correct. All right, number 3.
Leading off. Cut number 3.
Jimmy in the shotgun on third down. They blitz. Anzalone. Jimmy gets hit. Fluttering ball down the sideline. Caught by Deebo Samuel. Breaks a tackle now and will run all the way inside the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! San Francisco. How did he catch that ball?
Okay.
With his hands. Duh.
Wow, save that for Greg Papa when he shows up. Why don't you save that type of snark for Greg when he shows up at 8:05?
What if he doesn't show up?
Why don't you tell Greg Papa, LOL, he catches the ball with his hands?
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Because I know Greg well enough to know he wouldn't have any issue with that.
No, not at all. By the way, of course, Niners this weekend taking on the Eagles. We'll do our picks with Peter from United Wholesale Mortgage a little bit later at 8:30. You'll have an opportunity to win a nice set of cornhole boards. We did not have a winner. In fact, Peter beat our contestant last week by one single game due to the draw. Remember, we had the Niners in 8 last week, so it hadn't gotten up to 8.5 or even 9. Worried about this game. We'll be talking about this all day. And again, Dave Richard at 7:30, Greg Papa at 8:05, Peter at 8:30. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds great to me.
So our guy Chris in the chat, because what do we have here, about 30 seconds?
No, you got about a minute and a half.
Okay. Our guy Chris in the chat, because, you know, he's Chris. We're testing this on location situation here. Our guy believes, he is fully convinced that I am in town and I'm on a green screen. And this does have green screen capabilities, Jay.
Also, it does look like you are on a green screen.
Okay, so
it
real
really
quick,
does look like your background is not moving.
So listen, first off, you can see the cars over my right shoulder every once in a while. But that aside, this is for everybody. Sorry, everybody listening. Sorry, everybody in the YouTube. I'm going to put this down real quick, Jay, and I'm going to prove this isn't a green screen. Okay,
all right, go for it.
Okay,
I'll do play-by-play. All right, he puts down the headphones. He is, by God, he is walking towards the pool. Is he going to jump in the pool? Nobody's going to fill the pool. It looks like it might be a little cold this morning. He splashes it on his arm. He returns now with pool water on the arms. Dave, how was it in there?
You know, honestly, if we didn't have a tea time, like literally 20 minutes after I get off the air, I think the coolest thing in the world would be for me to dive into that pool at the end of the broadcast.
You think that'd be I dare you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You don't have extra golf clothes you could change into? You do, don't you? You just don't want to do it.
I'll tell you what. Depending on how the show goes, if everybody behaves, maybe I'll change out of these into some swim trunks I have between now and 9 o'clock. And if everybody behaves and everybody is nice, I may or may not dive into this pool at the end of the broadcast.
Okay. Well, I will be nice to you all day.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that you'll be nice.
If I get something out of it, I'll be nice.
What I do know is the person who's nice to me all the time is my good friend Shelby at Refinance with Shelby.com. You know, Shelby came on the station earlier this week, and he was telling us about firefighters and teachers getting down payment assistance. How cool is that? Seriously, because if anybody needs down payment assistance and deserves it, well, a lot of people do, but I consider both teachers and firefighters obviously heroes in our community. But everybody works hard. You work hard. So if you do not currently have a house and you want one and you see everybody else around you, a lot of people getting their homes and bragging about, oh, my equity, this, that, whatever, trust me when I say take 5 or 10 minutes this afternoon or Monday or whenever. Heck, you could probably try on the weekend and he'll respond to you. He has to many people before. Give Shelby a call. Give Shelby a call and say, this is my situation. Shelby can take a look at your credit without actually running the credit and doing that ding on your credit for an inquiry. He can take a look at where you're at, how much you make, what you need to do, and you might be really surprised. The amount of listeners I've had say to me, Dave, I didn't know I could qualify for a home until I talked to Shelby. Or, Dave, I didn't qualify for a home until I talked to Shelby, and I needed to do this, this, that, and that, and he helped me the entire way, and now I'm sitting in my new house. And honestly, these are advertisements. They pay to do this and all that. I'm always transparent with you, but when I hear that we are able to help our listeners do something, whether it's save money, get into a new home, or both, honest to goodness, that makes me feel really good. And Shelby's done that for a number of you, whether it's through a refinance, cash out, paying off debt, getting into a new home in so many other ways. So go to refinancewithshelby.com. That's refinancewithshelby.com. NMLS number 279051. BRE number 0186-4354. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
Okay, so the Giants of San Francisco, got to be careful here because of Thursday Night Football. They lose their second straight. They drop, they split the series. It was a 4-game series to the Padres. Let's take a quick look ahead to the weekend, and then we're going to move once in a blue moon up because we've got all kinds of guesty stuff going on later today. So Jay Mars with an early edition of Once in a Blue Moon right after this.
Got something to say? Text the show at 916-339-1140. The Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
And yes, we are back. It's like a real, real show. Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars. You can call us at 1-800-920-1140. You can text us at 916-339-1140. Remote show today. I am down in Palm Springs. Jay is in the studio where, Jay, real quick, there was a mysterious... Well, don't take this out of context. There is a mysterious banging this morning. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's weird.
I thought Pat, Tom, and Cody were up to some shenanigans, right? So I didn't think anything of it. I'm still just moving along with the day. Tom comes bursting in. Was that you? Like, was what me? That knocking? No, I thought it was you guys. And he just looks at me like straight-faced. Oh, the ghost is here, I see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. The ghost, that's what we're settling on? Like, because there is a rumor throughout the building that this
Cody started this rumor. She actually brought one of those, like, Ghostbusters things there.
Doug Lazy actually told me about that before Cody did.
Really? Didn't yes. They brought, what is it, like a something meter or whatever? The
PKE
the,
meter.
They use on those dumb ghost shows my wife used to watch. My wife...
Dude.
When we met, she used to watch these shows all the time and religiously. And my whole thing with those shows is it's always the same. It's a scary thing with scary camera work and scary lighting. And then before they go to commercial break, you hear some noise in the distance. And then they come back and it was a kitty. And they never find a ghost.
I mean, listen, ghosts are hard to catch. Have you ever caught one?
Yeah, nobody's ever caught a ghost. Do you know why?
The Ghostbusters would disagree.
Do you know why nobody's ever caught a ghost, Jay?
Why has nobody ever caught a ghost?
Because there's no such thing as ghosts.
Okay, non-believer.
Yeah. You know what else I don't believe in either is that the moon is going to come down and make me a grilled cheese sandwich. Also has never happened.
Doesn't mean it can't.
Like in all the history of all the years, and this is where Chris is going to say his great aunt Tifa or whatever caught a ghost one time.
I'm sorry. Did I hear what you just said correctly?
You did.
Okay. Just making sure.
Oh, hey, my grandma saw a ghost. You know, you always get these anecdotal stories. Where's the proof? I saw The Others with Nicole Kidman. That's as close to a ghost as we're going to get. That's a wonderful movie, by the way.
So was Ghost.
Yeah, it was fine. The Giants' bats were ghosting last night. That's what happens when you're on location, dude. Two runs over the full set against the Padres. It started out so great. They won two in a row. They took the first two of a four-game series, and then...
they didn't.
And the Dodgers are doing their job.
Yeah. Dodgers didn't lose last night again.
No, they didn't. The Dodgers have not lost since September 4th of 1863. I believe that's an official stat from Elias.
That's right. And every time they play now, because every time they get a win, it's like, do you remember what it was like to lose last September?
Does not happen. So Giants go into this Brave series. Giants.
A must-win series.
You know, let's take all of our biases, and the way you and I generally work is we're opposite biased against our teams. Who has the tougher go this weekend? You have the Dodgers going into Cincinnati. Cincinnati currently right now is just one game. It is a mosh pit for that final spot. You've got, obviously, the Dodgers or Giants get the one wild card in the NL. Then you have the Cardinals currently in that spot. But the Padres are now just a half game behind the Cardinals. The Reds at 76-71 are a game behind the Cardinals. And then you even have the Phillies behind MVP candidate Bryce Harper at 2.5 games back. And then you look at the Giants hosting the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves are 76-68. They are just, what would that be, 1.5 games, because they played three less, 1.5 games better than those Reds. So who has the tougher series this weekend?
I'm going to say the Dodgers because they have to travel.
Because they had a day off, though.
What was that?
They had a day off, though.
They did have a day off, but still, you're going into someone else's ballpark, whereas the Giants at least are at home. They're comfortable. They have a Braves team playing on the road. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the Reds have a little more to play for. The Braves obviously still playing for stuff too, but I just like the Dodgers do this, man. They have a tendency to lose series that they should win. Now, they didn't lose a series obviously against the Diamondbacks because they're the worst team in baseball, in my opinion.
Now 47.5 back, by the way.
That's it.
They're probably...
Oh, they gained half a game.
Yeah, I don't see them making the postseason.
Yeah, so no, I think the Dodgers, and I think it's ever so slightly have a tougher chance, or excuse me, a tougher opponent this weekend. Is it crazy to think that when we come in Monday, the Giants can still be up a game? And here's what my prediction. I think the Giants and the Dodgers are going to lose 2 or 3 this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Giants will limp into Monday a game ahead just because both teams blew it this weekend.
Well, let's look a little bit what we can find from the numbers. The Giants are 47-25 at home. They're 48-27 on the road. That's three more games on the road they've played than at home. That'll be evened up after this weekend. But they're virtually identical records, whereas the Dodgers, 52-23 at home, 42-30 on the road. Listen, 42-30 is fantastic, but that's not their home record.
No.
The Reds are 500 on the road, 38-33 at home. Here's the interesting thing. The Braves have a fairly significantly better record on the road. 37-36, just a game above 500 at home, 39-32 on the road. And I will tell you this, dude. The Giants, listen, I don't want to do must win yet. But with the Giants having Logan Webb go tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win this game.
Oh, of course.
You have to win this
game. You have to win the series.
Yes.
Let's not hyperbole aside, with every series is a must-win series from here on out, I think that narrative writes itself. But you can't, when you got Logan Webb as hot as he is, you have to at least get this game right to feel good about the next two. Because there's a really good chance you could lose the next two games. So you get the game tonight, you got to feel good going into Saturday and Sunday. But again, you're taking on a tough Braves team. Dodgers taking on a tough Reds team. Both teams have something to play for. I have my prediction is the Giants. Now I'm going to switch up. The Giants will limp into Monday in first place because both teams lost 2 of 3.
Listen, as long as they're in first place, I don't care. They limp in, and then they have 3 against San Diego. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, Jay. After they play Atlanta, if they can just stay afloat, they've got that next series in San Diego. But then they have 6 in a row versus Colorado and Arizona, and that is extremely, extremely significant. That's why every series matters. And, oh, by the way, it's no guarantee with those 6 games. You know, they just swept Colorado at Coors Field. Obviously, the Diamondbacks are the Diamondbacks, but that's let down city. When you look at the Dodgers, here's what's crazy. They play these games against Cincinnati. Then while the Giants are playing the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers are playing Colorado.
Yeah.
And then while the Giants are playing Arizona, the Dodgers are, flip-flop. The Dodgers also have Colorado and Arizona just in a flip-flop.
Right.
So the Giants really get no significant break because the Dodgers over those 6 games have the exact same opponent.
So I'll tell you this. With those two teams that suck and the Dodgers and Giants trading off with them, if one of those two teams sweeps both series, that team's winning the NL West. That's what it's really going to come down to me is how, because I think they'll win both series, both teams. Sure. It's just how they win them. If the Giants can go and sweep both teams, and let's say the Dodgers take 2 of 3 in both, or even 5 of those 6, I think that is going to really lead into the Giants winning the NL West. I really do.
So you're saying whichever team sweeps Colorado and Arizona, if that happens,
yes, they'll win the West.
With this few games, now you know what's going to happen? They're both going to sweep those series.
Right. That's, you know, I was thinking the same thing. So then it'll move into the next set of series, which that's when things get very interesting when you look at that schedule.
Well, you know what else is interesting is once in a blue moon, it starts right now.
Yeah!
Gosh darn it.
Nope. Nice!
Nope.
Wow. Coming up next,
once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon got put in the wrong place. Here we go. You ready? Yeah.
Nobody puts once in a blue moon in a corner.
No.
Once in a blue moon. Brought to you by Blue Moon Beer. Here's Jay Mar.
I got 2 stats on Daniel Jones. You want the positive or do you want the negative first?
Let's, of course, start with the positive so we can finish with the negative.
Daniel Jones had more rushing yards last night, 82.
This is amazing.
Than Eli Manning ever had in a season with the Giants. Manning's highest rushing total in a season was 80 all the way back in 2005. Eli, not the most mobile quarterback.
No. And, you know, congratulations, by the way, to Daniel Jones, who rushed last night and did not fall.
No, he stayed on his feet. I was shocked.
He did not fall at any point. Also, congratulations to fantasy owners of Saquon Barkley. My goodness, just what a game for him. He's really, really worth that awesome pick that he was picked at. 57 yards on 13 carries. And that's with at one point, I think he had 9 rushes for 41 yards after breaking off a 41-yard run.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that was the crazy part. You see that, he breaking that off. It's like, all right, Saquon's going to have a big game. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing out of either running back, to be honest.
No, it was.
Antonio, do you know how hard it is for me to not call Antonio Gibson booby, by the way?
Yeah, no, I can see why. By the way, I played both. The guy I played in fantasy this week had Antonio Gibson and Saquon Barkley, so I'm feeling good about this weekend.
Lucky you. What was the negative, by the way?
Daniel Jones has lost all 6 of his primetime starts in the NFL. No quarterback since 1950 has started their career with 7 straight losses in primetime.
Wow.
The Giants' next primetime game is November 1st on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs in Kansas City.
That's probably not going to go too well.
I don't think so.
All right, whiny A's fan checking in. A's are only 3 back. This is the A station, just a reminder.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks. We'll take a break.
Yeah!
That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, let's get to some football. We got a lot of football today, by the way. 7:35, Dave Richards, CBS Sports, will help you tune up your fantasy leagues. Greg Papa at 8:05, the voice of the Niners. And then Peter's Picks at 8:30. You have a chance to win a couple of cornhole boards. Brand new, red out of the box. Coming up next, we preview the Niners and Eagles. Don't go away. Enjoy.
The number 12 mid-market sports morning show in the country. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHTK.
I don't know why. It's just I'll go in and try to fix it in the break.
Yeah, that's fine. I actually like it. It's a fun Friday. What could be more fun than me laughing at your frustration? And I laugh because I care.
Thanks. Thanks. Your caring has really resonated into the studio this morning, so I appreciate that.
We're going to get to football here, but for our good friend on the text line whining about how this is an A's station, okay. Well, here's an A's story for you from Ken Rosenthal on The Athletic. I've got it in my hot little hand. He just published it about 20 minutes ago. You ready, Jay?
Ready.
This is going to make A's fans feel good. It's good to have a Friday feel-good for A's fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Mets, in need of stability and experience, should try to hire the A's Billy Bean and Bob Melvin.
Yes! Yes, we need Bo Mel and Billy B in New York.
Yeah. So he goes, this is a long think piece by Ken, who is a wonderful baseball writer, although probably slipped down those power rankings for a lot of A's fans here today, talking about the Mets' off-field embarrassments involving their management, their front office. Obviously, Mickey Callaway is a huge part of that conversation. And then talking about Bean and Melvin and how good they are and how professional they are. And then this paragraph here. A's owner John Fisher likely would welcome the opportunity to hire lower-cost replacements for Bean and Melvin. His first move could be to elevate GM David Force to president of baseball operations. Melvin, whose contract includes a club option for 2022, Cohen is worth $16 billion. He could pay the team's moving expenses, finance the construction of the ballpark's upper deck, and for good measure, buy their very own casino.
Dude, I have so many thoughts, many of which I can't share because they involve four-letter words that we're not supposed to say on this here broadcast, but that is hilarious. I'm sorry. I know it's not supposed to be, but come on, dude. That's a real thing.
That would be well, no, it's a Ken Rosenthal think piece, but I don't.
But it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, Ken does put a little bit of a cork in it by saying, and to be fair, one potential stumbling block for Bean and Melvin, rooted in Oakland, is actually a phrase with meaning. Not an empty slogan from a team trying to persuade a community to finance a new ballpark. Bean, in particular, might need some convincing to leave the Bay Area, where he and his wife, Tara, are raising 13-year-old twins. Melvin, meanwhile, grew up in nearby San Mateo County, attended Cal Berkeley, and oh, by the way, played for the San Francisco Giants. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but we've talked about this before, Jay, haven't we? We talked about this a lot. If you or I were ever gifted a team, because that's the only way we would ever be able to do it, and we had funds, the first thing you do is you identify the top five GMs and the top five managers slash coaches and preferably combo platters there. And you go out and you find out how much they're making and you offer to double it.
I mean, and I'm guessing Bob Melvin and Billy Bean are not making astronomical money to begin with just because they're in Oakland.
Why would they make astronomical money if they don't work for Houston? Anyways, your point is they're not making a lot of money.
No, I mean, I'm sure they're making good money, but they're not amongst the highest paid just because, again, which makes why the hilarious part of the article when you read that John Fisher would like to find cheaper replacements for Billy Bean and Bob Melvin.
Sure.
I wanted to fall out of my chair just because, like, how much money are you actually saving if you go that route, number one? Number two, you literally have one of the best managers and GMs in baseball, and you'd be willing to let them go for a cheaper option. You should sell the team.
Good luck.
I get it. I understand that's not going to happen, but my Lord, John Fisher has this fan base basically like, what can they do? What can you do at this point? It's so bad. And it's been bad for years, but like post-pandemic, John Fisher has gone to depths I didn't know John Fisher could go.
Well, and to be fair, John Fisher has done nothing yet, but I can, you know, you brought up so meanly yesterday the idea of the A's and the Matt Olson and Chapman and everything going on there.
Meanly brought that up.
Right, but...
Or brought that up as more of a reality.
Well, of course, but you don't always have to, you know, you can suspend reality, especially days the A's win ball games. I think of all the things A's fans spend time on worrying about, stadium, Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Marcus Semien, et cetera, I'm not saying they never worry about Melvin and Bean, but I don't think that's been on the forefront. Now, all of a sudden, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, you put that on the forefront with, again, you said the player transactions. You're asking people not to show up to the ballpark. Like, you might as well just put up a sign.
Do they even
take all the Rooted in Oakland signs down and put up the hashtag, don't show up.
And this is supposed to be a Niners segment, but I'm at this point, I'm being perfectly honest here. Does John Fisher care if people show up to the ballpark?
I don't think so.
And I'm not saying that as a throwaway. I'm saying, doesn't it almost benefit him because then he can point to the lack of attendance and say, this is why we're moving?
He can point to the lack of attendance and say, that's why we're moving. That's fine. But
I'm not saying he's going to be right.
But if someone in Major League Baseball doesn't put the context in there, well, like, yeah, guy, we see why your attendance is low. You're an awful owner. But you're right. They won't. They don't crucify their own. So this is just, again, the A's fans, specifically the ones rooted in Oakland, are getting screwed.
It's really frustrating. I'm not, again, not even being an A's fan, but living vicariously as a Kings fan, who, when we've seen other markets try to wrong us and all the crap we've dealt with over the years, it's stuff like this, especially when the national media gets involved. And I like Ken Rosenthal, and Ken Rosenthal is very, very good at his job. This is the type of stuff that you hear, and you have to feel for A's fans.
Yes.
Like, that just sucks.
It does suck. It sucks on every level.
All right. Well, good segment. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
Trust me when I say we'll have plenty of Niners-Eagles preview today, especially with Greg Papa coming up at 8:05. Don't forget, bottom of the next hour, Dave Rich will join us. Get your fantasy football questions in order now that week one is in the books and week two is just starting. Top of the hour, though, Soundgarden. We've got Jimmy Garoppolo. We've got Tom Brady. We've got Ron Rivera, and we'll talk a little bit about that game last night as well. That's all coming up right after this.